Dulcimer is getting royal treatment tonight. It gets two microphones. The last few years I've been getting into the old ballads, and this is one of my favorite. It's a Scottish ballad called The Rigs of Rye. Before the sun had pierced the sky, I sat between two rigs of rye, and I heard two lovers talking. This lad said, "Lassie, I must away, for I've no longer time to stay, but I've a word or two to say, if you've got time to tarry. Your father of you, he takes great care. Your mother combs down your yellow hair. And your sisters say that you'll get no share if you go with me, a stranger. Let my father fret and my mother frown. My sister's words I do disown. Though they were dead and below the ground, I would go with you, a stranger. Oh, lassie, lassie, your fortune's small, and though it may be none at all, I'm no match for you at all. Go lay your love on some other." This lassie's courage began to fail. Her rosy cheeks, they grew wan and pale, and the tears come trickling down like hail, or a heavy shower in summer. He's taken his handkerchief linen fine, he's dried her tears and he's kissed her same. "Oh, lassie, lassie, will you be mine? I said it all just to try you." This lad being of courage bold, a lad scarcely 19 years old, he's ranged the hills and the valleys all, and he's taken his lassie with him. This couple, they are married now, and they have bairnies one and two, and they live in Breton the winter through, and in Montrose in summer. Thank you. Once upon a time, a very long time ago, there was a king. And the king had a beautiful daughter. And in the king's court was a young man of aristocratic birth. And he was handsome and brave and strong. And the young man fell in love with the king's daughter. And she fell in love with him. And the king began to suspect what was brewing. And He was troubled because he knew that would not be a proper match, because although he was of aristocratic birth, he had not been born into royalty. And being a good king, not the kind who would have his head cut off, he gave him a commission in the Royal Navy and sent him to sea for 7 years. And just before he left, the princess gave him a ring that had a very large, bright stone in it. And she told him that as long as the ring remained bright, that her love was true and everything was okay. But if the ring should grow pale, then something was wrong. Every day at sea, he would look at the ring, and it was bright. One morning, after he had been at sea for 2 years, he looked at the ring, and the ring had gone pale, and he immediately headed for home. And when he arrived, he found that a marriage had been arranged for the princess, and the wedding ceremony had just taken place, and it was about to begin a big celebration. The whole town was going to celebrate, and there was a ball at the palace. So the young man met up with a beggar in the streets, and he exchanged his cloak for the beggar's cloak, and he went up to the front steps of the palace, and he asked if the princess on her wedding day would honor this humble member of her kingdom with a cup of wine. So the princess herself came down the stairs with bringing him a cup of wine and gave it to him. And as he was drinking it, he slipped the ring off of his finger and put it in the cup and gave it back to her. And when she saw the ring in the cup, she said, "Where did you get this ring? Did you steal it? Or did you get it off the body of a dead sailor?" And he goes, "No, my lady, I got this ring from thine own true hand." And he threw off his cloak, and it's me. And they ran away together and lived happily ever after. That story comes from one of the old child ballads, Hindhorn, number 17. It's sometimes called The Pale Ring. I have a song that I'd like to share with you, and you have to help sing it. That's the ultimate way to share a song, is to take part in it. The name of this song is "Always Answer the Young Men No." And your part of the song goes like this. No, 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 sir, no. Always answer the young men no. Try that. No, 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 sir, no. Always answer the young men no. Try it once again, a little bit louder so I can hear you, okay? No, 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 sir, no. Always answer the young men no. Okay. Keep it at least that loud. My father was a wealthy merchant. Where he is, I do not know. Before he died, he made me promise always to answer the young men no. No, 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 sir, no. Always answer the young men no. While one evening you was walking in the evening's latest dew, madam, would you be offended if I was to come and walk with you? No, 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 sir, no. Always answer the young men no. Sitting in the evening's latest dew, madam, would you be offended if I was to come and sit with you? No, 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 sir, no. Always answer the young men no. And again we was sitting, and her blushes she did show. Madam, would you be offended if a kiss I should bestow? no, 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 sir, no. Always answer the young men, no. While one evening we was sitting, and the northern wind did blow, and the daylight it was creeping, oh dear madam, must I go? No, 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 sir, no, always answer the young men, no. Madam, I do love you dearly, madam, would you be my wife, or are you determined to live singularly all your life? No, 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 sir, no. Always answer the young men, no. One more time. No, 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 sir, no. Always answer the young men, no. Thank you very much.
Collaborating with Barbara Kohler, has just published a book on how to play the auto harp, and it's for sale in Strictly Music if you're interested in the auto harp and learning. Wasn't that lovely? Let's give him another hand. A very special group is the next group. Aretha Pearl Marshall has been singing at the Folk Festival for several years now, and here she comes with her children and one of her lovely church members. I'll let her introduce him. Our very own Aretha Pearl Marshall and some of her children.
Gentlemen, first of all, we'd like to give honor to Christ, who is first in our life, and who without, if it had not been for him, we would not be able to sing these songs for you tonight, who give us our strength to carry on. And we'd like to do this first number, giving thanks unto him. And it's a blessing to be able to be here one more time.
A blessing.
blessing just to be able say, Lord, I thank you for being my friend. Friend of mine, and we sang it, and it comes from deep within us, and we hope you like it just as much as we do.
Lord, I thank you. Yeah.
And without a bit of ado, here comes one of our favorites from Overhaul Foreign Way, Lance Lazenby.
How about that? Okay, that's better. I don't mean to be the picture of sartorial elegance by having these breeches on that I have on. You know, most people come out here have jeans on and all that, and here I are in this stuff. It's just that I've been wearing jeans the whole time I've been here this weekend. I was scared I was going to get diaper rash. So I thought a better change. I'm not trying to be a popping jay. I had kin folks that could build a hog fence that was so crooked that a hog that bore it under it would come out on the same side. While I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard, I got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone, I have it all right. Well, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 forward gears and a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. But I dun dun da 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 dun 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 da 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 dun dun. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guys. I could have one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight, and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's blowing black as coal. There's my hometown coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Forgot a few words there, you know. You get going fast and once you've made a mistake, you're already past it and you cannot go back and retrieve it no matter how hard you try. It's just one of life's little truths. If there is any central theme to this 10 minutes of mine, I don't know about it, but if you want to trace some kind of thread through this chaos, it might be the unfaithfulness sometimes of lovers and the faithfulness other times of lovers. But see how you do with it, you know, I don't know. I had a true love one time in the ninth grade. I was in love with my teacher in the ninth grade, but our love was not to be because of the difference in age. She was 22 and I was 31. But, you know, here's another one that went awry. That one went awry, and so did this one, but in a different way. This is an old tradition, I guess, in folk songs and semi-folk songs, is the downfall of the fat cat. Way out in Reno, Nevada, where the romances bloom and fade, was a great Philadelphia lawyer in love with the Hollywood maid. Come love with me, let us ramble out where the lights are so bright. I'll win you a divorce from your husband and we can get married tonight. While Bill was a gun-toting cowboy, 10 notches carved on his gun, And all of the boys around Reno knew to leave Wild Bill's darling alone. One night when Bill was returning from riding the range in the cold, he thought on his Hollywood darling, her love was as lasting as gold. As Bill drew near to her window, two shadows he saw on the shade. 'Twas the great Philadelphia lawyer making love to Bill's Hollywood maid. Oh, the night was still as the desert, a big round moon overhead. Bill listened a while at the window, he could hear every word that was said. Oh, your hands are so lovely and pretty, your form so rare and divine. Come go with me to the city and leave your wild cowboy behind. Needless to say, folks, after that little interlude and episode, the plot thickened considerably as follows. Way back in old Pennsylvania, beneath her beautiful pines, there's one less Philadelphia lawyer in old Pennsylvania tonight. I got to make a little adjustment in this here newfangled capo before I can go any further. Once upon a time, this is storytelling time at the Florida Folk Festival, there was a preacher in a church whose subject for that morning was audience participation, meaning each was supposed to come up and testify what the Lord had done for him. And this particular day, you know how preachers are, you know, they have an eye that can see through stone to find somebody that's hiding from them. He spied old Uncle Billy Cooley all the way back there in the back of the church, 107 3/4 years old, oldest man in the county, sitting back there. And Uncle Billy, come forward and tell what the Lord has done for you. And Uncle Billy was trapped, so, you know, nothing he could do but get up and come on. And the preacher waited, and Uncle Billy came on, and the preacher waited, and Uncle Billy came on. And finally, Uncle Billy got up there, and the preacher says, all right, Uncle Billy, says, this is Uncle Billy, folks. Uncle Billy loves the Lord, and he's about to tell you what the Lord has done for him. Uncle Billy, testify what the Lord has done for you. Uncle Billy, huh? Said, testify what the Lord has done for you. Oh, well, says, all I can say is he's darn near ruined me. Which all goes to show, you know, you cannot be held responsible for what might turn out when you bring unwilling people to the stage. So, you know, you can go out like Uncle Billy by wearing out, or you can go out like the great Philadelphia lawyer in a splurge of impropriety, or you can go out in a blaze of glory like the subject of what somebody told me one time was the first country music song ever to be pressed on a platter in this country, and I'm not sure whether that's so or not, but it was recorded in the early 1920s, and it is a good song, and this guy rode his train to glory. Now, those old steam engines would do 130-plus miles an hour if you stoked them up enough. And this one wasn't going that fast, but obviously fast enough. They give him his orders from Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in Spencer on time. So he turned around and said to his old greasy fireman, just shovel on a little more coal. And when we get to that wide open mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville on a line on a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. You can see what a jump he made. He was flying down the grade doing 90 miles an hour when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle and scalded to death by the steam. The telegram came to Washington Station, and this is how it read. That brave engineer that ran 097 is lying in Danville dead. So, ladies, you must take warning from this time on and do learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He may leave you and thank you.
It's not very late. In a few minutes, it won't be Sunday. Let's welcome Don Grooms. And I'll bet some friends.
Nice to see those of you who are dedicated.
Stand backstage, you must go come out here, rope string. There's a phenomenon on Florida highways I've noticed in the past little while. Used to be that every other car on the highway was from Ohio. Now I notice that they're all Winnebagoes from Michigan. Ask fella how come there's so many Winnebagoes from Michigan instead of these cars from Ohio. He said they took all their cars from Ohio to Michigan, sold them, bought Winnebagoes, and came to Florida. I wrote a little song about that. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan in a gall-darn Winnebago. You see him bumper to bumper on the highway. You hear him yelling breaker one night. They only stop to buy what they call pop and to pump out the sewer line. Decals on the window tell you where they're been. The bumper tells you where they're bound. Pull into KOA and hit the hay, and their feet never touch the ground. They got their old CB and the color TV, and every third car on the road is some man from Michigan in a gall-darn Winnebago. Now Winnebago, as we all know, is an old Indian name. It means standing stagnant water. It ain't no claim to fame. But the Sunshine State thinks they're just great and smell just like a rose. The bureaucracy in Tallahassee just loves them Winnie wagons. They got their OCB and the color TV. Every third car on the road is some man from Michigan and the gall-darn Winnie wagon. I don't always tell Marty about them. Now we can't go around laying on the ground in a sleeping bag or just our clothes. Cops will take you in unless you're from Michigan in a gall-darn Winnebago. I'd like to ride for hours in the land of flowers, the home of the Seminoles, and never see one man from Michigan in a gall-darn Winnebago. They got their old CB and the color TV and every third car on the road. It's some man from Michigan and a gall-darn Winnebago. I see you folks have been looking at the interstate highway traffic. Back when I was a kid, when we finally got out to where there was a highway, what we'd love to do was stand out there and recognize cars. There's a 41 Ford, you know. I know, you know, there's a lot of things. Jim Rabin and I were talking the other night about kind of toys we had when we were kids. And we both, when we wanted toy cars, you'd take a tin can and nail it onto a piece of wood, you know, and you'd burn right around the banks there. But the biggest thing we both had, you take a wire, you know, like a clothes hanger, about that long, and you bend the end of it into sort of a dipper, and then you get an iron wheel, and you get that wheel rolling, and you get that wire behind it, and you can run that thing for miles before it ever falls over, if you get good at it.
If you could do that well with a car, you'd be in business.
Ha ha. There's a little song I wrote a while back. You know, it's getting late at night. All the kiddies are in bed, but it's still folk. There's different kinds of folk, you know. There's genteel, beautiful people like Evelyn Bernstein. You know, he's just a beautiful person. And then there's the people that I grew up with. I mean, the folks. Now, them was folks. This kind of folks they were. And I wrote this song. It's called One Time Around. 'Cause when his life is all over and it start to close that lid, it's too late to say you never felt better in your life. He thinks about time you did. Now I met a man down in Miami, and I says, how come you down? He says, 'cause I live in Miami and I hate this Yankee town. As he picked up his bus ticket, said I lived here since I was a kid, but I never felt better in my whole darn life, and I think it's about time I did. 'Cause when this life is all over and start to close that lid, it's too late to say you never felt better in your life than you think about the time you did. Then I met a Cedar Key rounder, says, how come you live down there? He said it beats the hell out of Cleveland, where you can't even breathe the air. He got tired of working in a factory, gave it up for the Cedar Keys, gonna spend the rest of his entire life doing any damn thing he please. 'Cause when this life is all over and it starts to close that lid, it's too late to say you never felt better in your life than you think about the time you did. Then a St. Pete man took his girlfriend to his favorite fishing hole. She caught more fish than he did just using an old cane pole. But when she pulled out a 50-pound goldfish, he left town like a little bitty kid. Said I never felt better in my whole damn life, and I think it's about the time I did. 'Cause when this life's all over and start to close that lid, it's too late to say you never felt better in your life. You think it's about the time you did.
All right, Marty Sherman. Existing in an open grave. You've got to move.
son of a gun.
Now when his life's all over and it's dark to close that lid, too late to say you never felt better in your life, you think it's about the time you did.
One more time, Marty.
Life's all over and start to close that lid. It's too late to say you never felt better in your life. You think it's about time you did.
One more time.
Cause when this life's all over and start to close that lid, it's too late to say you never felt better in your life. You think it's about time you did.